Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. Welcome everyone in the chat room and listening live on the phones. Just want to give a quick shout out to everyone, Alan, Peanut, Reba Fans for Forever, and so much more. Let's see here. Okay. And we're having some technical difficulties with the switchboard right now, but we'll get everything figured out. So I hope everyone had a great week so far. Have an awesome weekend planned. I spent my week doing a lot of practice driving with my new permit. So I'll be coming to a road near you. So purchase extra insurance. Anywho, so we have a great show for you all today and have a fun chit-chat segment from MSN.com today on weird college classes. And then we have an awesome interview planned with amazing singer Corey Jean Olsen and drawing for a prize chosen from all those listeners in the chat room. So if you're not in the chat room, you guys can sign in now at josieshow.com. So we are working on our first newsletter, so sign up now to keep up on all the latest Your Time with Josie news. You guys can all sign up by visiting our website, www.josieshow.com. And you guys can sign up on the link at the bottom of the page. It's simple and will only take you a second. So let's begin with our chit-chat segment. So MSN.com today reported on weird college classes that students can choose from. Normally when you think of college, you think of classes in literature, math, science, but times have changed. Although those courses are certainly still available, there are some interesting ones that have been added to the choice list for students at different colleges. And I thought this was super interesting, and I just had to report it here. So let me share a few of these with you. So they have Psychology of Facebook, which, to be honest, I would definitely take that. there's also an Intro to Reality TV in some schools. Dance class, that seems normal, right? Well, how about if it is held at a laundromat? Not that normal. Ufology, which is basically the study of us not being alone on this planet, typo. You could study zombies, history of furniture, tree climbing, the joy of garbage and environment, science course, the science of Harry Potter, and the art of walking, and the study of YouTube, Boeing industry management, and so many others. So if you go to MSN.com for all of those details to get into a college that can help you dive deep into your passion. So share with us the weirdest classes that you took in the chat room today, and I will read some on air at the end of the show. Anywho's, I am so excited about today. I am going to be speaking with Corey Jean Olsen. Corey is an amazing singer. And, that ding sounds like Corey has arrived. So, everyone, let's welcome Corey.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Super excited to talk to you.
Thanks. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. Thanks for having me.
Super, super excited. It is my pleasure. I am such a huge fan. I think you're amazing. And I have been listening to your music all morning to get prepared. Definitely. So how was your week?
My week has been fantastic. It's been kind of crazy. We're getting ready to head back to Nashville on Sunday, so we're just getting ready for it.
That is so cool. Super, super cool. And your fans have been going crazy all week waiting for this interview. So I'm just going to start out with some questions.
Definitely.
Awesome. So at what age did you start singing?
I was actually really young. I guess I was 6, 7 years old, and my parents put me in piano lessons and voice lessons, and I fell in love with it, and I loved performing and just, you know, getting out there.
Definitely, and it did you good because you are great now, absolutely. And Absolutely. So how did you get started in the music business?
We actually, it's kind of a funny story. We, you know, just like everybody else out there, I guess not everybody, but a lot of people out there, I tried out for American Idol when I turned 16, because at that time mm-hmm. it was, the age limit was 16 to try out. So me and my dad went and tried out in San Antonio and heard the words, "Thanks, you're not what we're looking for." So I was like, well, you know, that's okay. And then the next year came around, and I was performing in a lot of community things and choirs and different things, taking voice lessons around town here in Austin. And I turned 17, and I competed in a competition called Austin Idol. And I placed second out of a bunch of people. And so Fox 7 News here in Austin followed me to Dallas to try out again for the second time. And once again, I heard the same words, "Thanks, not what we're looking for." So I kind of just decided that was an unconventional way for me to make it in the industry. You know, some people get really lucky and they do make it, but for me, it wasn't the right way. So we decided to find a studio and cut an album, and that was the start of everything.
I absolutely love that about you, that you don't give up no matter, like, what anybody else tells you. We love that about you.
Thanks. It's, you know, it's so important. I mean, so many people out there, you know, have all these talents, and you just can't, you know, give up with it. You just have to keep going, and because you never know when that door is going to open. You know, you hear these people, you know, now these big stars out there that, you know, everyone thinks that they're an overnight sensation, but they're really not. They've been doing this for years and years and years, and finally, you kind of at the right time, you know, met the right person, and, you know, it all worked out.
Agreed. It's all about, you know, you performing and seeing who listens to you just one day, and then, you know, it's all about who you meet. So I think that's super cool. Let's see here. Who have been your biggest musical influences?
You know, I have a lot of them. I think some of, like, current people, I love Martina McBride and Reba McEntire and Carrie Underwood, but I also really, really love Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, you know, your more older country artists, because, you know, they're the ones that started.
Yeah. I agree, absolutely. That's a great list. I love it. Is that, so is your main focus country, or do you like other genres?
You know what? I listen to everything just because I like to be well-rounded, but I definitely, country is by far my favorite.
Definitely. It's always great to have, like, a mix of things that you love. And definitely. So let's see. You currently have an album out for purchase called Reason Why. Can you tell us a little bit about that and where fans will be able to purchase it?
Yeah, definitely. We started working on Reason Why when I was 17. I was back in high school. And I would go to school and then go to the studio. And we started trying to find songs for the album. And we were able to work with some incredible people. And we were really excited to be able to release it. You know, we finished it while I was in high school. People can purchase it at iTunes. That probably would be the number one place I would tell people to go to find it. Because you can not only download the entire album, but if there's a specific song that you love, you can download, you know, just one song if you'd want.
Definitely. And as you mentioned, you were in high school while doing this. Were you in public high school?
You know what, it is. It was a public high school. It was kind of a different public high school. It was a school where, like, kind of what they do is they cut out all the extracurricular stuff. So there was no lunch. There was no passing period. There was no sport. It was strictly meant for, you know, academics. And so I went to school, and then I would get out of school around 12 o'clock or 1, and then I'd go straight to the studio from there.
That is so, so cool. Do you write your own songs?
As of the first album, I did not. But for the second album that we're currently working on, we're actually hoping to release it early 2011. I am writing my own songs, and it's been such a new experience from the first album, because the first album, we took a different route. It was we worked with a lot of songwriters and different companies that, you know, pitch songs to artists. And so now it's different, because instead of listening to other people's songs, I'm writing my own, and they're both really different experiences, but they're both really great, because even though the songs I wrote on the first album were not my own, they're all songs that I can relate to and things that I feel and things that I've been through. But now it's fun to really take it and write it from your perspective.
Absolutely. And I just have to say this, because I absolutely love this song, When I Get Mean. I love that song. What were your thoughts behind that song? I love that song.
Song was really, we thought it would be a great, like, you know, end of the show song. We kind of were at a point in the album when we found that song that we were like, we need to find that big booming song, that, you know, just kind of that girl power song. And we thought it was funny because in the song, it, you know, it says, you know, 100-pound fighting machine, you know, which is, you know, like a girl, you're little, but yet, you know, you're still there and you, you know, stand up for yourself. So we just love it. I fell in love with the lyrics of it. I just think it tells a great story.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I also have to mention, on YouTube, you could see a the music video for She Ain't Got Jack. Love it.
Yes.
Super entertaining. Everyone has to check it out. And it just, it's such a beautiful scenery. Where was that filmed?
It was filmed at a ranch here in Texas. It's outside of Austin. It's called Leander, Texas. We filmed it out there. It's a great little place, and it was really fun. I got to play two different characters. I played the girl that got Jack, and then I played the girl that was leaving Jack. So it was fun. So I play myself, and then I play a brunette, and I wore a wig for it. And it was fun. It was kind of an out-of-body you know, experience because, you know, you're just somebody completely different. So it was fun. We had a great time doing it.
That is so cool. And so how do you usually, how do you cast people for your videos? How does that usually work?
We usually, I love to go with people that I know because I feel like, I've been given an opportunity and, you know, I have some people that are really close to me and people that I care about, and I'm like, why not take them along with me on this journey? So most of them are people that I actually know.
Definitely, definitely. And can you tell us a little bit about some upcoming performances where fans will be able to see you?
Yeah, definitely. We our most current gig that we have coming up is going to be a festival that's called Huddle Old Time Days, and we are playing there. We have a big, big, big show coming up in December that's called The Stroll. It's an event that has like 30,000 people that show up at it, and we're the headliner act for it, and I'm really, really excited about that one because it's around Christmas time, and we get to sing Christmas songs, so I'm really excited about that one. So those probably would be some of our biggest ones that we have coming up.
That'll be really, really fun. And everyone else could also check out performances and everything at your official website. Can you give everyone that link for us?
Definitely. You guys can check everything out. I also keep the website updated with blog posts and the news and all the dates for our performances and radio shows that we're doing, and you can check it out at www.coryjeanolson.com.
Absolutely, and I just posted the link in the chat room,
awesome.
So it's super, super easy. Just click that link right there.
You can also find me on Facebook. I'm a big fan of Facebook. I love it. We also have a MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
And you can follow me on Twitter as well. It's just at Cory Jean.
Don't you just love social networking sites and how you could communicate with fans just so easily? I love that.
You know, it's really incredible because there's so many people, and I think it's really great for artists that are just starting out because there's so many ways to contact your fans and be in, you know, it just is so personal with every single thing that you do with them, and you can directly talk to each one of them, check out their pages, they can check out your page, and I think it's a great opportunity for also a way for you to, you know, as an individual artist, another way for you to get your stuff out there. So even for people out there that may not be signed under a record label, or, you know, people think, you know, I really want to, you know, sing music, but I don't know how to get myself out there. These social networking sites are just incredible. I mean, you can almost do it yourself.
Agreed.
Now.
I agree. And in the chat room, Reba Fan for Forever asks, what is your YouTube link?
My YouTube link, I'm trying to think what that YouTube link is. I think it's honestly a bunch of people that have put stuff out there. I don't actually think that I have my own personal YouTube link. I think if you just go to YouTube and type in Cory Jean Olson, I think that there might be somebody posted an official Cory Jean Olson page, and there's things posted there. But I personally have not done anything because I have just really fantastic, you know, fans that go out there and put things up from the shows and different events.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you just type in your name on YouTube, all of your videos will show up. So that's super cool and very easy.
Very easy, yep.
Definitely. Is there any place you would love to perform that you haven't yet?
I would love to.
Oops.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
Sorry, it kind of cut out on me. I would love to perform at the Ryman, Grand Ole Opry, and overseas. I think it would be a great experience to go overseas to perform.
That would be super fun. And anytime you're performing in Illinois, you gotta let me know because I want to see you live someday. It's my goal.
Yes, definitely. Those places are just, they're classic. Grand Ole Opry and Ryman, they're classic.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had the opportunity to be backstage at the Ryman and, you know, stood where all these incredible people stood. I mean, and just the legends that have been there, and have had the opportunity several times to go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry and meet lots of incredible people, and to be able to stand and go in the dressing rooms and be where they are, it's actually very inspiring. You kind of leave and you're like, oh my gosh, you just have such a, I don't know how to describe it, but just this feeling of, oh my gosh, I need to go out there and I really want to do this. It just kind of inspires you even more than you already are.
That is super cool. And I have to also put this note out there that fans could request She Ain't Got Jack on their local radio stations, and
yeah.
I want you all to do that.
Definitely. We had the opportunity to push a song to radio, and when we were deciding to pick a song, we actually went to our fans because I decided, you know, there's obviously, you know, every artist that puts an album out, they always have their favorites, their personal favorites, but a lot of times they're really different from the fans' favorite songs. And so I decided, I was like, you know what, I'm going to put this in the hands of all of our fans. And so we put some polls up, and what it came down to, the two songs was She Ain't Got Jack and then Reason Why, I'll Be Your Reason Why off the album. And She Ain't Got Jack just barely slid by, and so we ended up pushing She Ain't Got Jack. And you always hope for the best when you push something out there like that because you're really putting yourself out there. You know, and you always in the back of your mind know, okay, there's a possibility that this isn't going to go very well, but, you know, we're going to have faith, we're going to do it, and I have felt very blessed that it has done as well that it has.
Absolutely. It has. It's a great song, and everyone will love it. Everyone would.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And if you call in and request it, I'd really appreciate it.
Definitely, and I'll absolutely be requesting it. Because when I saw that on your page that we were able to do that, I'm like, well, now I know what I'm going to be doing to keep me busy after the show. definitely. So do you play any instruments?
I do. I play piano and guitar. I would not call myself a guitarist. I can play some chords, but I do not call myself a guitarist. I mainly support the singing. That's always been my main focus. I have a passion for just the vocal side of things. I've gone through a lot of training, and I just love the power that you have with that. So, and I just love the power of the lyrics. But being able to play an instrument does help you be able to write music. I will tell you that right now. Even if you, you know, for people out there that, you know, they're like, oh, I play an instrument, but I don't play it very well. Even if you can just play chords, you know, on a keyboard or a guitar, you know, keep at it because you can do so much with so little.
Definitely, definitely. And always playing instruments and that kind of outlet and talent, I think that's so great. You can express yourself in so many ways. And that's super
music
cool.
Music is very powerful. I have the opportunity to work with some special needs kids, and that's definitely, you see how music affects them. I work with kids that can't even speak, and you see their faces light up when they hear music.
Oh, it is so powerful for everybody.
It is
so cute.
Even for people that don't have special needs, and it's just very touching for people.
I agree, definitely. And so let's see here. Also another chat room question from Reba Fan for Forever asks, would you ever do a duet with Reba?
I would love to do a duet with Reba. Oh, my God. I was so jealous when she did her duet with Kelly Clarkson. I'm like, that should be me.
Definitely, you should. Your voices would definitely be great together. You guys both have that edge, you know?
Thanks. I love her new song that's out right now. I think it's called Turn On Your Radio. Love that.
Oh, I love that song.
It's a good one. I
love it.
One day.
So great. One day. Absolutely. I could see that. Definitely. Absolutely. Some fun questions, and then we're going to give away one of your CDs, Reason Why, to a lucky fan in the chat room. So let's see here. What is the best advice you have ever received?
that the best advice that I have ever received is kind of what we talked about earlier about really just sticking in there, because in this industry, you have so many people that tell you no. They say, I don't like you, you're not pretty enough, you don't sing good enough, you're not original enough. And if you spend time, you know, thinking of all the negative things that people tell you, you'll never go anywhere because it'll just bring you down. And so I think the best advice that I've received, and I've received this from several people, is, you know, just stick in there, and you have to believe in yourself. I'll kind of give you a little sneak peek. I'm actually writing a song about this. I don't know if it'll make it onto the second album, but the song is all about believing in yourself and really making sure that you know, because in the end, that's what it comes down to. It's you. Even if you have a whole team of people surrounding you and helping you do things, it really is about you in the end, and you having the determination to keep going, even if people tell you no, they don't like you, and things like that. So that would be my advice I would give to everybody out there that is kind of, trying to, you know, do their dreams, whether it's singing or not, you know, whether it's a sport or whatever thing they're passionate about. Keep going. Don't ever give up.
Definitely. And that is great advice. That is super great advice for everyone that should follow. And it's definitely something that I'd follow as well. So absolutely. Mm-hmm. Never give up. With anything.
Exactly. Yep, anything.
Anything. So let's see here. We are going to give away a CD to a lucky person right now. So in the chat room, we are going to pick, let's see, trying to pick one from a hat. Let's see if this will work. I hope I don't pick myself. Let's see. Okay. Reba fan for forever. You got the CD. Reason why. And all you have to do is just send at josie@josieshow.com. I'll type in the chat room. Just let me know where I could send your CD, and you're going to love it. My opinion, and you're going to love it, I bet. Definitely. Oh, yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, congratulations. So awesome. And now let's get back to fun questions. All right. So let's see here. So what is your most prized possession?
My most prized possession? My dad sitting here saying me. That's a good one.
Nice.
Prized possession would have to be, it's not materialistic, I think it would be my family, because my family has been the ones that have been here through everything that I've been trying to do, and if it weren't for them, I would not be doing this, because there's so much involved in the process of going through this, and it's so important to have a support system, so I felt really lucky to have that, because not everybody does.
Absolutely, absolutely, and very good answer.
Hey.
Definitely. So let's see here. So what do you like to do for fun?
What do I like to do for fun? I actually, this is kind of weird. I love to organize. I'm kind of an organizer. And I like to label things, like with different colors. Like, you know how you can put different color tapes in your label maker? Yeah. So that's kind of a weird, quirky thing that I like to do. I love to organize and label things because I just like to be able to find things. I hate it when I can't.
Yeah.
So I like to organize something, let's see, besides music. I like to cook. I do like to cook. When I have time, I love to cook.
Oh, awesome. Well, what kind of stuff do you like to cook?
Well, let's see here. This week I made this really good, kind of like a stir-fry thing. We had all these vegetables, and I marinated this chicken.
Ooh.
And then my all-time favorite thing to cook is, I guess you don't really cook this, but you make it, salsa. Because I am a salsa freak. I love Mexican food, basically. Like, I had that for lunch today.
That sounds so good.
That sounds so good. Yeah, I just like to experiment with different things because you can just make different kind of tasting salsas, and I love that. And I like to make this thing that's called creamy jalapeno. It's like sour cream, jalapenos, milk, lime, cilantro, and, like, you mix it in a blender, and it's delicious. And you eat it
well, after the show, I'm going to need some recipes now.
Definitely.
Awesome. So let's see here. Okay, this is a fun question. We like to ask all the singers out there this question because, you know, nobody's perfect. So what is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you while performing?
Oh, I've got lots of good ones. Probably my most embarrassing, this actually happened to me like a month and a half ago.
Ooh.
I kind of giggle thinking about it. So we were performing, and I was really getting into the song, and I didn't realize I was getting really close to the end of the stage. And so I kind of just took a step and fell right off of it. So that was pretty embarrassing.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a guy sitting in the front row, and I think I kind of scared him because I was, like, coming right at him. It was not one of my finer moments. But you know what? I kept going. I didn't stop. I kind of giggled because I can't help but I don't really get embarrassed very easily. I kind of just laugh at myself, and I'm like, oh, that was funny. You know, and then I kind of just keep going. So that probably has to top my most embarrassing.
That is hilarious, but it's totally cool because we've had some crazy ones, and we've had some crazy ones. Yeah, and that one is totally not bad.
You know,
that one is totally not bad.
What kind of crazy ones have you guys heard about?
Well, we've heard of outfit malfunctions.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah, fires on stages.
Oh.
Yeah, we've had a bunch.
Wow,
so
well,
falling off the stage is totally all right. And I bet everyone just probably just wished you would be okay. So I bet they didn't freak out too much.
No, they were fine with it. And what was actually even funnier is after the show, we were, like, talking to all my band members, and they were like, I didn't even see that. Like, I was, like, really confused at what was happening because I started laughing, and they were like, I didn't even see it. I was so in my own world, and we were just performing and rocking out and, you know, because I just got ready kept going, so I was like, it doesn't matter, you just keep going.
Absolutely. You probably didn't notice because you just kept going. I mean, if you would have stopped, it would have, you know, put a lot of attention to it, but it's really smart that you kept going. That's really good.
Yeah, that's what you had to do as a performer. Even if you mess up big time, you just keep going.
Definitely. So let's see here. Some more fun questions. What is your favorite vacation spot?
My favorite vacation spot, I would have to say my most favorite would be the beach, anywhere that there's a beach. I love the beach. I just love the beach because you don't have to do anything. You just get up, put your swimsuit on, put sunscreen on so you don't get fried, and then I like to sit and I just like to sit on the beach. And when I mean sit on the beach, like, I mean I sit there all day. That's like my favorite thing to do because it's just so relaxing.
Definitely.
And calming and kind of an escape. You get to kind of escape from everything going on around you and go to a fantasy world on the beach.
Absolutely. That's always great, like, to do. And, like, with friends and everything and just relaxing.
Yeah.
Always good. You always need it.
Yeah, definitely. I think about a year ago I went to a beach in the Cayman Islands, and it was beautiful there. The beaches are, the water is just, like, you can just see straight down to the bottom. It was incredible. So.
Wow. That is so beautiful. I need to visit some beaches. That's my goal.
Yeah.
I haven't been to one in for so long.
Put it on your bucket list.
Exactly. Because I started school, so I'm not getting a lot of things done now. Tons of homework.
What grade are you in?
I am in 10th grade.
Nice.
10th grade.
I remember when I was in 10th grade.
I know.
Very cool.
Definitely. And I'm homeschooled, so I don't really get a lot of interaction with kids, but it's always good to hang out with, you know, your closest friends and stuff. School is always important.
Definitely. No, I agree.
Definitely. So, so let's see here. Do you have any pets?
I do not personally have any pets, but I kind of consider my parents' pets my pets. I have a Siberian Husky and then a Schnauzer.
Oh.
And our husky's name is Hobie, and then our Schnauzer's name is, he kind of has several names. His real name is Snapper, but we also call him Pooter and Porkchop.
Oh, how cute. That is so cute.
Yeah,
I love the dogs.
Yeah, I'm gone a lot, so they stay at my mommy and daddy's house.
Awesome. That is not bad. I love dogs. I was a little dachshund named Toby.
Oh,
love it.
Cute.
Yeah. I love dogs.
Very cute.
My
I know. They're funny. I was chasing our Siberian Husky around the yard today, and he's pretty spunky, let me tell you.
How cute. I just love that. They're so loyal, and they're like friends.
They are. Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah, they're just
definitely.
Always.
Always. So let's see here. What is the best gift you have ever received? That's a fun question.
Oh, the best gift that I have ever received. I think my best gift would have been going back to when I was 16 years old and I got my first car.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was, I just felt like I was the coolest thing that ever walked this planet because I'm like, oh my God, I have a car. I can drive myself to the grocery store. I can drive myself to school.
Absolutely.
I can go to the mall whenever I feel like it. It was pretty, it was just like one of those, you know, landmark in your life that you're like, oh my gosh, wow, I have a car. So, and I'll never forget the feeling. I came home from a trip. I was traveling, and I came home, and I came into the driveway, and I was like, holy cow, I got a car. I'm so excited. So that was pretty
That is super neat. I'm excited for when I get to that point. Right now, I only have my permit. But one day, I'm going to get a car.
I remember going to, I had to go to, when I got my permit, I went to a driving school. And then,
yeah,
is that what you guys are doing? Or do you do, because I know some people do it different. Some people do like a, like you can like do like self-taught, like where your parents help you, or you can like go to a school.
Yeah, I think the Illinois laws, I think actually I have to go to the school first, and then I got my permit.
Nice.
Yeah,
that was how I did it. I got my permit, and then before I ever even had my license, I actually got a job at the driving place. And
oh, cool.
I didn't learn very much at driving school because I'm actually not a very good driver. I kind of have a bad track record with cars, so I prefer not to drive. I've hit a Time Warner truck. I have hit other non-moving objects. I blew out my tires on a curb. I seem to get pulled over for anything possible that you can get pulled over for. So
hey, it happens.
Do not follow my example. It is not good. You think everyone always tells me, they're like, Corey, you worked at a driving school. How come you're not a good driver? And I'm like, I just don't know why. I think I just have, like, a bad luck curse. But you know what? Knock on wood, I have not gotten a wreck or an accident. And I think like a year, I think. Yeah, I haven't. I haven't been in a wreck or an accident in a year. Yep, or ticket.
Wow. Nice.
I know, sweet.
See, not bad.
I've been to defensive driving too many times. I do not want to go back.
Definitely. Well, I got some driving practice later with my mom, so that'll be fun. We just usually just go to random, like, parking lots and stuff.
Yeah,
and just practice, you know, the gas and the brake and all that good stuff. And I'm learning. It's slow. I'm not ready to go with the cars yet, but I'm good with poles.
Have you guys done parallel parking yet?
I have to learn that. And I'm really frightened.
Yeah.
I don't want to hit anything.
Yeah, I practiced outside of my house with my dad. He went and bought these cones and put them outside, and I definitely, good thing those cones were not real cars, because I definitely knocked them over.
Yeah. That is a good idea. I have to use that.
Yeah. Once you have it down, parallel parking's not too bad.
Definitely. I mean, they have, like, so many, like, new ways of doing it that I'm just choosing one and then just get it over with.
Exactly. And now with all these smart cars, you really don't have to parallel park because you can just press a button on the car, and the car, I've never seen this car, and I don't have a car that does this, but, you know, these commercials, they're like, your car will parallel park for you. You don't even have to do it. And I'm like, that's crazy. That seems kind of dangerous.
Oh. Yeah. I would not trust my car.
I would either.
Definitely. I'd just be like, okay, let's just do this the old-fashioned way. How about that?
Very old-fashioned.
Definitely. We got some good questions here. Tina in the chat room asks, how do you pick outfits for your videos and performances?
That's like one of my favorite parts. I really love clothes and accessories. My fetishes are actually purses and shoes. I need to get rid of them, to be honest. I need to just go to donate them because half of them I don't even wear. But I love shoes and accessories, and I'm actually really into having my outfits be a little bit more simple and then dressing it up with accessories. And also, some of my favorite places to shop are, like, your Ross and TJ Maxx. You can find the cutest things there. It's so neat. So it's always fun. I'm always out for a bargain, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. And so you get to, you know, pick out whatever you want, right? Or does somebody be like, you gotta wear this?
You know what? Most of the time, I am totally in control of that. I'm definitely somebody that, when it comes to my career, I definitely want to be in charge. But I love to get other people's advice. It's actually really funny. My my manager is really into clothing. He's a dude. And he really likes to help me pick out my clothes. And he's actually really good at it, too. So a lot of times I'm like, hey, can you help me figure out an outfit?
Hey, as long as he's good.
Awesome.
That's all that counts.
It's so great. It's fun. It's got playing dress up all the time because you just get to, like, dress up in fun clothes and, you know, wear things that maybe you usually would not wear, you know, because you can kind of get away with it when you're on stage. You can wear something a little bit more funky, something that you probably wouldn't wear to the grocery store, you know? So,
yeah.
It's fun to dress up because most of the time when I'm not performing and when I'm just, you know, hanging out, I'm a jeans and T-shirt girl. I just want to be in my jeans and my T-shirt, put on my hat, you know.
How comfortable.
Of, go about my business and be comfortable. And then when I go on stage, I'm like, let's dress up. This will be fun.
Absolutely. Nothing is wrong with that. Definitely. And Aaron in the chat room asks, how many shoes does Corey have?
I don't know. Actually, that's a good question. I probably have to go home and count them because I cannot tell you off the top of my head. I do have lots of flip-flops. I love flip-flops, too.
Oh, I love flip-flops.
Flip-flops,
definitely.
Heels, and platforms. Oh, and you cannot, you have to have your cowboy boots. Love my cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I honestly can't answer that question because I don't have a number. I don't know.
Don't have a number yet. Definitely.
Yet. I should go home and count
them. Not yet.
When I get asked that question, I can answer it.
Awesome, awesome. Absolutely. And this is going to make you laugh, but there is a crazy character named Peanut. He's a squirrel. In the chat room, and he wants to know if you like squirrels.
Do I like squirrels? You know what? I love squirrels, and in my neighborhood that I live in, we have lots of squirrels everywhere, and
sometimes
you see lots of dead squirrels on the side of the road, and it makes me so sad. For some reason, recently, the only car issue that I've been having has been running over animals. This week, in one day, I had a bird hit my windshield driving, and then I ran over a frog accidentally.
Oh, well, it was the bird. It was probably his fault. I mean, he ran into you.
I think it was kind of crazy because we've had a lot of rain here in Austin. We've had a lot of flooding and tornadoes.
Oh, really?
I don't think that he knew where he was going. I think he couldn't see. But yeah, I love the animals. I'm an animal lover.
Love the animals. You're an animal girl. Awesome.
Yes. Definitely.
Definitely. And before we go, because we're running out of time, I really, really, we didn't prepare for this, but I was wondering if you could sing a little bit of from your current album, Reason Why, maybe like a chorus or something.
Yeah. How about I sing a little bit of She Ain't Got Jack, since that's the one.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, kind of, let's see. Where should I start on this one? I'm probably going to just take it from the beginning and go into the chorus, because that's probably the easiest way. All right. You ready?
That's good. Ready.
All right. Here we go. This is Shank Got Jack. Jack and
awesome.
Sister seemed to be the perfect man and wife, but she had other plans that included single life. Little did she know what she was leaving behind was a treasure I've always hoped to find. She kept the house in the country, the Mercedes Benz, the other dog, the bank account, and half of their friends. She thinks she's got it all, but she better think again, cause there's one thing I know for a fact, she ain't got tact when it comes to love. What matters most? There you go.
Oh, my goodness. My mom just screamed. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. I love it.
Thanks.
That was so great. I love that. I was dancing in my seat. Not even gonna lie. That was awesome. Thank you so much. I love having you on.
Thanks.
This is so fun. Absolutely. And you can come back anytime. I had so much fun talking to you.
Definitely. Have us back anytime. And I really appreciate you guys having us and taking time out of your day to do this.
Anytime. Anytime. It was
awesome.
My pleasure. I am a huge fan of you and super excited to see what's to come.
Awesome. Well, we will definitely be in touch with you guys. And thanks for everything you do. And have a great day. Good luck with everything with school and with your driving test to get your license. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That is so sweet. And I will definitely talk to you soon. We have Facebook and Twitter.
Awesome. We're good.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Josie. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. That was awesome. 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 And I absolutely love Corey. She's so sweet. So super cool. And you just, another reminder, everyone has to request She Ain't Got Jack. That's a little preview of it that she sang for us all live just now. And so everyone request at your local radio stations. And that is super cool. And thanks again, Corey. I just wanted to recap that up next on Your Time with Josie on September 17th, 2010, we have Ashley Ray coming up. So, and then we have so much more fun with the anniversary show. CaseyKellyville.com staff is on September 24th. And then the to be announced on October 1st. And then the anniversary show. and then more to come. And on the anniversary special, it's going to be so much fun. You can join us for a look back at our most exciting memories, some special surprise guests, and a lot more fun to come. And so I will definitely see you guys next week. And then October 29, 2010, we have Chelsea Ray, and it's our Halloween special. So that is so much fun. And I also want to remind everyone, also on Your Time with Josie, we'll be moving to a new primetime spot on Friday nights starting September 24th. The show will start at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, and 5 o'clock Pacific Time Zone. Don't worry, we will give you all plenty of reminders before then to make sure that everyone is informed. We don't want any confusion. So definitely, and I want to thank everyone for coming and being a part of Your Time with Josie, the show tonight. And I hope you all have a great weekend and tune in again next week for another fun show. I also want to let you guys know, at the beginning of the show during our chit-chat segment, we asked everyone in the chat room to tell us their weirdest class, and absolutely, and it was so cool. And one was shared film study, and I would definitely study film. That is the best, and so many more. And thank you guys so much, and I will talk to you all soon. Have a great night.
This is Your Time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.